This is a good.
Action.
We are back as the county commission from recess. The next order of business is the 2012 JAG grant. Mr. Barnwell, how are you, sir? Good.
This is the same process we've been over the last 2 years. This is our third year, and it's the yearly Justice Department JAG grant. This year, as in last, Taney County and Branson were linked as a disparate jurisdiction, meaning that we had to apply together, and the allocated funding is $10,420. And as part of the application process, I've got to bring it before you for your review and also make a public announcement in case anybody would like to comment on our applying for the federal funding. There's no match to this grant. Is there any questions you have?
It always has a equipment attached or a... What am I looking for? But it always has an attachment to. Does this one vary from that as far as numbers, or is it an addition to equipment, computers, things like that?
Generally, it's used for equipment.
Is this additional, or is this the same that was used as before that we approved?
No, sir. This would be a brand new grant.
Okay.
But it's through the Justice
Department. Yes,
Department,
sir.
And you can utilize it with multiple agencies.
Because we're disparate, meaning that the county's the county numbers, the county statistics from offenses and arrests are less than what the cities are. They link us together because you process our court cases at the county level.
Okay.
And so because of that, we have to go together, and basically the chief and the sheriff will meet and decide what they want to spend this money on, and then I'll write the grant based on what they would like to purchase with this grant funding. They haven't made that determination yet, so I can't tell you what they'd like to spend it on.
Is it an application? What are we? Is it approval of the application? Approval of the
equipment? That's what I was.
Well, I guess we're not awarding anything because we don't have the money yet. We're just going through the application process for the 2012 JAG grant. Is that right?
That's correct.
Just like we've done in the years past.
And I really don't have to have a motion of acceptance or anything, but I would like you to say that you're in favor of me applying for it because it's applied for in Commissioner Hausman's name since you're the presiding commissioner. So I want your blessing, but the grant doesn't require, that's not what I'm here for today. I'm here to make you aware of it because the grant requires that I make
you
aware.
But we can move to authorize Ron to sign all the application in support of this application.
That would be great.
I have a hard time making myself clear on this issue, but before, the second year, I think, was an addition to equipment from the first year because we had so many pieces of equipment that went into the patrol cars and things like that the first year. The second year was an addition to that, if I'm...
I believe 3 years ago you applied to the state for the JAG grant, and then last year we applied and it was approved for the Cody, as a portion of the Cody software.
Mm-hmm. Software, and okay. For some reason, I just thought it was an add-on, and this is a federal grant versus the state. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. What happens is the feds appropriate a certain amount of money at the federal level. If you present that you have a certain amount of crime statistics, you get a direct allocation from the federal level to your local. They also take 60% of the federal allocation and provide it to the state. So if you don't get a federal allocation, you can apply to the state for a portion of their percentage of their money. And this is directly from the Fed to us. We don't have to go to the state this year.
What you need to do from us today is a positive consensus that we want you to move forward, and yes. I want you to move forward.
I want you to move forward.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen.
Ron, you, and since it's administrative, you don't need to sign. The application's no big deal. I mean, just because he will sign your application.
It's actually all electronic.
Okay.
So as long
perfect.
As he's okay with it, I'll
we're
apply for it in his name on behalf of the county.
We are in favor of you moving forward, sir.
Yes.
And the only other thing I believe you can do for me is if you can make sure the public notice gets put on the website.
We'll get that, too.
If you would... Who has handled that in the past? Was it Nikki on the notices, or is that Ron now doing notices? Not Ron.
Nikki.
Yeah.
And I have provided it to her.
Does it, she hasn't?
Does it have to be posted inside the courthouse anywhere or inside the...
It just says for public display. And the 2 times ago, we put it inside the courthouse. Last time, we just put it on the website.
And I'm putting a note reaffirming that with her. And we're all set. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate you guys very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Erickson, did we have business with you prior to executive session or during executive session?
No, I just came down a little bit early because I'm the JAG grant to make sure there wasn't any questions for me to help out with locally.
Okay. So we do have you at 10:30? Is it something we'll handle quickly and then, or do you want to work with them and then come back? Because we're going to be an exec for a while.
I can come back.
Why don't you do that?
Okay. I didn't ask. I don't know what the issue is. So.
Oh, we invited you?
Right.
Have a good day, Mr. Erickson.
We'll call you if we need you. Motion going executive pursuant 610.021.3 and .12.
Second.
Personnel and contracts.
Motion has been made to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 3 and 12, personnel and contracts. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
And Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. I'll get the door.